This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Welcome to the edition here of Reinvention Radio as we sound off. Yay, we are sounding off. Is that the sound? That's the official sound off.
Until we get another one.
The official sound off. we need a mascot for the sound off. Maybe Wade, will you be our mascot for the sound off? Is that possible? Yeah? No? Sort of? Yeah. That's our mascot. We have a dog.
I think it's a dying seal.
It's a dying seal. But actually, what we should have for this episode here and actually for this whole week is we should have a Thanksgiving turkey mascot. And by the way, like, how did the turkey end up becoming the Thanksgiving like thing? Because I don't know if you there's a lot of strange
turkey.
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all, right? Like,
yes.
almost Happy Thanksgiving here, and or it is Happy Thanksgiving, right? Something like that. We're on the precipice of it being Thanksgiving right now. So pre-Happy Thanksgiving, and I'm just curious, like, how did the turkey end up being the selected sacrificial lamb for Thanksgiving? Because
you have the answer, don't you?
I have answers.
The answer's in the name.
Why?
It was the turkey. It was the one, you know, it's like...
There is no turkey. What? Thanks.
What do you call someone? Anyway.
A turkey?
No, he's trying to...
Before we get into all of the fun Thanksgiving facts and holiday things you probably didn't ever know, let me ask you this. So what do you do, Mary Goulet? Hi, Mary Goulet. Hi, Richard.
Hello.
Hey, White Wade. How are you? Hanging out here. Happy Thanksgiving. Sounding off. So Mary Goulet, like, traditionally, what do you guys do for Thanksgiving? What's like the Goulet family tradition for Thanksgiving?
So my grandma's recipe for stuffing, my grandma's recipe for homemade bread, of course, the turkey, ham, gravy.
Who comes over? By the way.
Squash. It depends. So since I'm divorced, my kids go with their dad 1 year and then they stay with me for 1 year. And this is their year that they go do the big family reunion thing.
Oh.
So I hate it because I want my kids around me all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm having Dave's family over and perhaps my brother and sister-in-law and two nephews.
Mm-hmm. And so do you cook everything typically? Do the kids help when the kids are there? Or is Dave going to help this year? Like, how's that going to go down?
So I have the menu, and I lay it out, and it's the best meal I cook all year. Like, I kill it.
I bet.
And I'm not a cook.
Are we going to get Thanksgiving leftovers?
Is it because you don't cook the rest of the year? Or is it because it's really good that time?
I just love spending the whole day in the kitchen, timing everything out. I'm kind of the person that if I'm going to make something, I pre-measure everything that has to be prepared. I'm not the kind of person that throws things around. My kitchen is pretty clean throughout the whole process.
Nice.
So you wash as you go?
I do. Yeah. It drives other people who
Trish
cook.
Would be happy about that.
Yeah, so when other people cook in my kitchen, mm-hmm. they're like reaching for the knife that I just washed and put away.
Oh, man. Like,
it's kind of annoying.
Are you like one of those freaks about people in your kitchen cooking?
No,
like, no, you're okay with it.
I'm the sous chef extraordinaire. Like, I'll make sure everything is ready for you and clean and surfaces are available.
That's awesome. I'm typically okay with people coming in our kitchen and cooking because, like, that's good. That's okay by me. Like, come and cook and make me food. I'm happy with that. We got a buddy who is like just a Neanderthal, and love him to death. But I mean, that's the best way to put it. He's just a Neanderthal. he got some live lobster, came to the house, cooked. We had a little lobster boil. Don't send the hate mail, people. But we had a little lobster boil, and he is like a Neanderthal. I'm telling you. So like when he was like getting it done and cracking it open, he would take this mallet. Now, mind you, this was in a house when it was a fancy house. We had glass countertops in the kitchen.
Ooh, and like, he's using the mallet on the glass?
Totally using the mallet.
And
put them in the bag and was like smashing
what did
the
you
crap.
Do?
And like lobster pieces
flying
were
everywhere.
Oh, and he's doing it on the glass
did
kitchen
Did he crack
counter.
The glass?
No, it was like...
It's pretty durable,
it
isn't
is
it?
It is like crazy durable. But I just was like, that was the one time where I was like, Jesus, I am a freak about who comes into my kitchen and does things.
I'm glad you told me that because I just bought a slab of glass for my kitchen counters.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, glass, you think it would break. But
right, it was,
the Neanderthal did not break the glass.
All right, Richie, what do you do for Thanksgiving? Like, what's the tradition typically?
We're actually in the process of starting our own. Right, Olivia's now 4.
Nice.
But this year is kind of a transition one. We're going to do one of those, I don't know if you've ever done it, but those pre-done meals.
Yeah.
We're doing one from Sprouts.
Nice.
And I should have got them as a sponsor for this. Damn.
Right. Sponsored by Sprouts.
I'm just kidding. But no, it's like, it's really cool. Speaking of the timing thing, it's everything's done. And then you got your list. So you'll go, there goes the turkey 45 minutes before. Then you put the potatoes in 15 minutes later, the stuffing in 15 after that. And it's all done at the end.
Nice.
And then Trish gets her little fix by making an appetizer and making a pie. Mm-hmm. Right. So she gets to still cook something, but not have to, because just mom and a couple people are coming over.
Yeah.
So sometimes if a lot of people are there and a lot of people can help, then it's cool to do all that cooking. But otherwise, someone's stuck in there not getting to hang out with the people. So this was the transition year.
Maybe that's what I like. I don't have to hang out with the people.
Yeah, who knows?
Wait, who cooks in your house typically? Like, what do you guys do?
We both love it.
Yeah?
We both love it. He's a crazy cook. Yeah, I mean,
Oh, thanks for the invite. I appreciate it.
We both love it a lot. Yeah, but we're tag team parents, right? So it's like, that's kind of why.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm there in the night. Sometimes Trish is there. And we're, you know.
Yeah.
So we both cook. But yeah, overall, we would prefer doing it. But this year, it's that transition.
Yeah. Is that Stouffer's, you know, just go to you guys have Stouffer's here? Was that like a Midwest thing, the frozen?
No, if we're going to do it, we do it all from scratch. Like, there's no way I'm going to halfway go from scratch. If I'm going to do that, I'd rather just get this pre-cooked meal. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, why get a bunch of halfway from boxes and try to do it right if you're going to do it?
Yeah. And that's what I like. I like mashed potatoes from the potatoes.
Do you use like 3 sticks of butter when you do your mashed potatoes?
I'm a huge butter fan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Sage and butter.
Oh, yum.
Yeah.
All right, Wade, what do you guys do? First and foremost, like growing up on the farm, did you guys kill your own turkey? Like, were you one of those families?
Well, we've killed chickens, but as I'm sitting here thinking about this, I didn't know if I should just make some crap up and either go with, we would form a turkey out of the spam and, you know, make the bark soup extra special. Or if I should go with the angle of, yes, we would all gather together and go out in the woods and hunt down the turkey wild at that point. But no, we're just a Norman Rockwell, you know, Midwest potatoes, gravy, stuffing, turkey. But by golly, it must happen. The cries of woe and anguish and gnashing of teeth that would occur in our household if there was not a turkey and stuffing on Thanksgiving are not to be considered.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So you're here in California now, obviously. Uh-huh. Do you go somewhere to be with family, or what do you do?
Pretty much we're the homestead out west.
You're the homestead.
And so
do people come out to you, or is it just going to be like us? Is it just going to be, please tell me it's not going to be you like with one of those TV stands, like sitting in front of, you know what I'm talking about? You know those things you remember? Yeah. You sit on the couch, a little TV tray. Please tell me you're going to be sitting around somewhere. If not, we're going to invite you over.
Oh, no. I've got my mom and brother that I take care of. So there's always that core. And on a rare occasion, whenever we can't dissuade them, a relative will show up.
You're not going to like it.
It's Southern California. Yeah, no, you don't want to come here.
So you'll have
there's no traveling back there, right? So yeah, I bust out a turkey, stuffing and everything. And then my Mexican fiance.
Hey. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. I thought you were going.
And her kids.
Political there. Yeah.
I would take turkey down to until they went, you know, we really don't like turkey. That's like, oh, then why am I bothering?
Right? Chicken nuggets and call it a day.
Oh, hey, yeah. Pizza Hut, man. The kids are happy.
Wow. So we had to choose in terms of what holiday we were going to go back to Chicago for. Now, the wife and I have been married almost 20 years. In her family, traditionally, everybody would go to, this is kind of a convoluted way of roundabout to getting to this person, but basically my wife's brother's still wife, who he hasn't been with for a long time, her mother has this big, huge, just huge feast. I mean, from scratch, and there's like 30 people. It was just, it's unbelievable. The food is so good, like best mashed potatoes, I get mouth watering, like thinking about her food. So for like 20-something years, we had been going to her house for that family get together. And prior to that, you know, we would do some other things with the family, but this was one of those things where it was like, Jesus, we can really only go back once because the wife works full time on the way that her industry is. It's kind of, it's what she calls busy season, and I'm doing the air quotes because she's a funeral director.
They so have a busy season?
They do. Like in the funeral industry, like basically November 15th-ish through about January 15th-ish is what they call busy season. And so let's just say that they get those winter blues and those sort of things and holidays and so on. So yikesha. So yeah. We had to select which we were going to go home for. Was it going to be Christmas or was it going to be Thanksgiving? And we've been choosing to go home for Christmas for the last little bit now. We've been doing our own Thanksgiving thing. So my mom is actually coming in this year, and
oh, nice.
And our older son is coming in this year. And so that'll be really, really
in
nice.
In the new house.
In the new house. And we will cook that from scratch. And the turkey is defrosting actually as
You're
we
a cook,
speak.
Right?
I do some cooking, yeah. Yeah, but just wanted to say, guys, you know, I'm super thankful for you, Mary Goulet. Super
Thank
thankful
you.
For you, Richie Ote.
Thank you.
For you, Mr. White Wade, and for Kelly Polker. And we're certainly very, very thankful for all of you who tune in and listen to the show and continue to subscribe and rate and review to the podcast. So big hugs to all of you and a very, very, very happy Thanksgiving from the Reinvention Radio crew to you. All right, guys, we love you and have a very safe and happy Thanksgiving. And we will talk to you next time here on The Sound Off. Take care.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step-by-step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.